T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fan Hotline brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in town. And on the Fan Hotline is our friend Greg Brown for his weekly visit. Brownie, good afternoon. How are you?
Gentlemen, I'm doing great. How about yourselves?
Doing really well. And I must go back to this tweet from you from yesterday. I'll be honest, I'm floored by this. You quote tweeted Scott Miller, who said, Manfred says if DH eliminated, same brand of baseball will be played everywhere, and he's not certain that's good. And you wrote, thank you, Mr. Commissioner, exactly. Long live the great National League. Now, in context of what Scott Miller wrote, is that a tacit endorsement of the DH for the American League? From you?
No. I mean, the whole, by the way, you know, the president of the band, the DH club, was originally Bob Walk, and I just carried his mantle for years. I got the word out as best as I could, hashtag ban the DH. And I think really the purpose was kind of part of negotiations. You go so far on one side. I figured if we just pushed ban the DH, maybe we could get the other side to go on the defensive. And I'm talking about the American League, basically saying don't touch our DH. And I've been also hashtagging leave us alone. The bottom line in this whole thing, Chris and Joe, is that yesterday it seemed like a flurry of activity with both Tony Clark and the commissioner speaking nationally to the media, or the day before. And it sounded as though in the morning that Tony Clark was suggesting that there was this momentum now toward the National League wanting to pick up the DH. And then lo and behold, we find out from the commissioner, not only what he said in his press conference, but talking, I saw the Dan Patrick show. I don't know if you guys saw that, but I was extremely encouraged by what he said to Dan Patrick yesterday. Basically, the word extinction is not a good word. And he has sounds like he's come around to the idea that you never want to abandon, you know, some tradition here in terms of National League Baseball, because you'll never go back. So I'm very, very encouraged by it. It sounds like it was all a lot of hot air on the part of Tony Clark and others, and I think it's going to be status quo for a while, and that's a good thing.
Greg, we've argued about this before.
I would argue we've not argued. I would argue that we have debated.
Okay, debate is a good word. Let me just get clear here, though. What is it about watching pitchers hit, and they're hitting worse than ever, because starting at the lower levels these days, even down to high school, pitchers don't hit anymore. Now, in AAA, I guess they do if both teams are National League farm clubs, whatever. It's getting worse and worse.
AA and AAA, National League clubs do hit.
It's getting worse and worse and worse. Why do you like to watch people hit who don't practice hitting and who aren't good at it?
Yeah. Do me a big favor, both you guys. Let's dedicate at some point a good hour-long, if not two-hour, town hall. I think it would be cool as anything.
That would be.
To do something, you know, maybe downtown. Let's get others involved. Let's get proponents of it. And the big point of this thing is it's not me wanting to see pitchers hit. That is a small part of National League Baseball, very small part. There is a lot to National League Baseball, including when a pitcher of one team is working hard to stay in the game in an inning. The other team is rallying. He sees the number 8 hitter on deck. He thinks to himself, okay, if I get this guy, I can work around the number 8 guy. But wait a second, it's a close game. He looks over at the other bullpen, sees that the other team is warming up a guy, even though he's been pitching well. I don't know whether they're going to pinch hit this guy or not. So, and then maybe he's gotten to the point where he's almost at the end of the line. He knows he is going to face the opposing pitcher. He's got an escape hatch. He's got a safety net. I can go and I can get through this lineup because I got the number 9 guy, the pitcher. And then that pitcher might foil the strategy, as happened at PNC Park a couple weeks ago with Nick Kingham. And by the way, I apologize, I'm losing my voice. But a couple weeks ago at PNC Park, it might have been a Phillies pitcher, was facing Nick Kingham with two outs. I think he had two strikes on him. He basically served him up a meatball to a degree, a pitch that he shouldn't have thrown, and Kingham foils the strategy by hitting a double over the guy's head and left, wins the game, not only at the plate but on the mound. That's just, I mean, so it's not that I want to see National League pitchers hit. I want to see everybody in baseball play the game. I mean, we don't have enough time to debate all that. There are so many layers of the designated hitter in National League ball.
Let me jump in. Are they actually playing the game? I mean, what has led to this praise, and I agree with it to some degree, of Joe Musgrove actually running out a grounder, is the fact that no other pitcher does. Are they actually playing the game?
Shame on them, though, Joe. Joe, shame on them. That we shouldn't implement a rule because guys aren't playing the game right. That's like the shift. That's like wanting to implement, oh, you can't shift anymore. Shame on the players. They have to compensate for that. Now, I cite examples so many times. Rich Hill in Los Angeles. Did you see that game at all? The Pirates and the Dodgers game. Rich Hill. The bunt hit. Perfectly laid down. He singles a bunt single as if he were Juan Pierre. I mean, it can be done. I've heard an executive I ran into recently, a proponent of the designated hitter, said something to me because he had heard me be anti-DH. And so we got into a little bit of a debate. And he kind of said the same thing. He goes, the problem is pitchers just can't do it. They just don't, you know, they don't practice enough. They don't hit. It's not fair. I said, look at John Lester. John Lester was 0-77 to start his career in the American League in his first couple years with the Cubs. Then he started working at it. I'm not saying he's a 300 hitter. He never will be. But he now actually helps himself at the plate. He's hit home runs.
These are isolated incidents. Instances.
No,
yes, they are. Pitchers were batting through the second week in June's last I could find, a collective 115. Most guys don't work at it. Most guys stink at it. And I think it's a joke to watch them come up to the plate.
Shame on them, though. Shame on them. And again, it goes beyond just a pitcher hitting. That is not the point of this whole thing.
I understand that.
Let me add one other thing. People are going crazy about, I'm tired of seeing the pitchers hit. How many times in this day and age, with pitchers going five innings, six innings at a time, how many times do they actually come to the plate?
Two more times than they should, which is zero.
Okay, so we're debating this thing because a pitcher comes to the plate twice. And by the way, take a look at some of the so-called DHs in a lineup. Just take a look at American League games and take a look at some of the batting averages. If not the DH, look at some of the regular position players in National League and American League games, because I will take it down another road. Eventually, let's make it two guys that you can use, because I'm tired of seeing this low-hitting shortstop or low-hitting second baseman. You can just keep going on and on and on. And then I'll ask one other question. I want to ask every proponent of the DH, what has driven this debate in a National League city like Pittsburgh? Have you watched so many American League games now, Joe and Chris, that you're dying to bring that brand of baseball to Pittsburgh? That you love so much.
One thing I would like to see is guys be able to extend their careers as hitters. And one thing I would like to...
And how many in the last 20 years have done that?
I don't have a number here. I can think of a guy like a Dave Parker. I was glad he still got to play late in his career, even though he could barely walk, because he could still hit.
Dave Parker's been retired for 30-plus years.
Okay. What do you want me to do?
David Ortiz is one of the most entertaining hitters of all time, and he would not have played without a DH.
The point is the commissioner made this point yesterday.
Well, no, answer the David Ortiz point. You don't think baseball was better for having David Ortiz out there socking dingers all the time, even though he couldn't field to save his life?
Well, I would say that he should have learned to play first base.
I think it was great watching him hit 320 and pound the ball all over the yard. I like home runs and offense, and DH equals more home runs, more offense.
Not in this day and age, it doesn't. How many, David, you point out a guy like a light-hitting pitcher, like an Ivan Nova. I keep hearing people say, I'm tired of Ivan Nova. You give me a David Ortiz. For every David Ortiz, I'll give you a, I don't know who. I can't even think of a DH anymore in the American League.
Neither can I, and you just ripped me for it.
No, I didn't. The point is, you said it extends careers.
It does.
It's not extending careers.
It is extending careers, even if it's one guy like a David Ortiz who sells
we're
tickets.
We're going to change an entire league's rule so we can extend David Ortiz's career?
No, I'm not.
No, thank you.
There's more than one. They're not coming to me off the top of my head.
And you know what?
One is enough.
Hold on. I got to say, too, I don't find anything quaint or charming about, John Lester was 0 for 77. Then he started to work at it. Now he goes 2 for every 50. That's not a success story. That's a guy failing an overwhelming percentage of the time.
And again, that's an incredible rarity. I pointed him out because it was a record breaker. Like Ivan Nova's a record breaker. Bob Friend has the Pirate record for hitless at-bats. In a Pirate career, consecutively. Ivan Nova is about to break that record. That was set in 1955. I mean, I don't understand why there's this overwhelming desire to change National League Baseball to American League Baseball. I don't understand it.
Well, I mean,
have you guys been watching a lot of American League Baseball and you love it? I don't get it.
Baseball is baseball in the end. I mean, this strategy thing, you don't have to be Albert Einstein to replace a pitcher with a pro hitter. Or make a defensive replacement rather than risk having a relief pitcher come up. I mean, it's not that complicated.
No, but it's a nuance of the game that I like, Joe. I mean, I've watched baseball a long time. I'm a big fan of the game. I'm a big fan of National League Baseball. I just think that nine guys, the great thing about baseball, it separates it from every other sport. National League Baseball, you have to both field and hit.
Brownie, we have to go.
One of nine players.
Yes.
We have to go, Brownie. I'm serious. We're already past time. I'm getting yelled at, but we're going to set this up. We're going to have a large-scale debate.
I like that.
We're going to get people on each side. And Scott Miller, not the baseball writer, the guy you and I know, that's Scott Miller. He will be the moderator of this debate at some point.
Well, no, I want to make it a serious debate.
Now, that's a fair point. Then we'll have to find somebody other than Scott. See you, Brownie.
Hey, thanks, guys, a million. And by the way, we had great success on Sunday night. Thanks in large part to you guys. Thanks a million.
Thanks, man.
No problem.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.